And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is going fantastically. Currently outside, a very, very nice day so far. A Mighty 69 outside. And we're getting up to a high of around 84, 85 for a high today. And joining me in studio, as she does every Wednesday, is Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you in studio today. And sorry, hit the escape button by accident here. So anyway, of course, today was the CNN as usual on Wednesdays. So who was the host today?
Well, technically, the Chamber was the host today. We were actually at Terebinth Coffee, and Coffeyville Coffee Company was going to be the host. But Ron was ill, and so he's going to push that back for a few weeks. So we stepped up to share some announcements from the Chamber, and then, of course, from everything else going on in the community. So it was great. So just a couple updates from the Chamber. Number one, we are so excited about this announcement. The Chamber is now going to be offering health insurance as a benefit of being a Chamber member. We have been working with a cooperative of chambers across the state of Kansas to basically harness the purchasing power of multiple businesses and multiple employees. That way, your insurance rates are affordable and the premiums are not sky high. So we are working on that right now, and we will have a series of Zoom community meetings so you can listen in on how the plan is going to work and whether that's something that your company maybe wants to explore. And then after that, in September, we'll send out questionnaires and kind of get it kicked off. So if your company is interested in learning more, you can go to our Facebook page, and it has a list of all the different community meetings, or you can just give me a call at the Chamber, and I can give you a little bit of information about it. But super excited, because this is for those businesses, either A, have very high premiums, which means your bottom dollar is really tight right now, or maybe you're a company that has never been able to offer health insurance, and so this is going to give you an opportunity to do that. So super excited about that. And of course, if you're not a Chamber member and you're interested in it, this is actually the best time to join the Chamber. In the summer, we have a half-off membership program. So you basically join the Chamber for half the price and kind of check it out for the rest of the year. It's kind of your way of easing into it and seeing what it's like and getting to find out about all the really good benefits there is to being a Chamber member. We've just worked really hard to be a voice for our businesses and to offer benefits that help them. So I would love to talk to you. Just give me a call. Of course, some other things going on. Number one is next week, Fair and Rodeo. Yay. It's chaos in our office because you can definitely tell it's fair time. So much going on. But this is the last day and a half of getting tickets. You can get them at the Chamber. If you are not able to make it, I think they have the fair has ticket offices between 11 and 4. Or then starting next week, they will actually be at the fairgrounds at Walter Johnson Park. But as you know, all the activities that we have been dying to go do and see and have fun with is back. We got rodeo nights. We got bull riding, the demo derby. And let's see, this year is the monster truck. So I'm excited about that one. And of course, all the showing of the livestock over in the pens, and even my favorite, the fun vendor food, all the what are the funnel cakes?
Yes. Oh, funnel cakes.
All the good fair food. So all that is next week. We hope to see everybody there. And then the last thing from the Chamber, we just wanted to remind everybody that the Hops Around Town Brew Fest tickets are now on sale. That will be October 9th, and if you didn't get a chance to go a couple years ago, then definitely you want to buy tickets and come out. And basically, you get to go around sampling all kinds of different brews, wines even. We have three different wineries coming. We've got three or four different distilleries coming. So just a great afternoon with live music, food trucks, cornhole tournament, and just a lot of fun downtown in Coffeyville. So definitely get your tickets. They're on sale on our website at chamber, CoffeyvilleChamber.com. So excited about that. Okay, so other things going on. From Coffeyville Community College, Yvonne Hall, as you may have seen, students are starting to move into the dorms. So that's exciting. I love when they're back because it just brings more energy to the community and getting to see all those kids. They are actually starting classes on the 9th, so next Monday, which is kind of early, but they're getting kicked off right away. And then if you haven't heard about this, I just think this is absolutely amazing. The state of Kansas came out last year with something called the Kansas Promise Act. Basically, certain technical programs, you can actually get your tuition free. They'll pay for it. And the campus here, CCC, has 20 different technical and career programs that can get that free tuition. Let me tell you how important that is right now. You cannot get a plumber, an electrician, someone to come out to fix your AC, sewer, any of that stuff right now without a several-week wait. It's kind of sad, especially when you talk about families that don't have AC in the middle of this kind of heat. It's just horrible. But it's because there is such a workforce shortage in those areas. Not enough people have went into the trades. And so now we're seeing just, you know, the ones that are in the trades are overworked, working 70 hours a week trying to catch up. So if you have a kiddo that, you know, is maybe thinking about trying something different besides the traditional college route, man, this is the time to do it. You're going to have your basically tuition paid. And then when you get out, you're going to be getting paid very well because it's such a high demand. So check that out at the technical campus. You can contact Heather Pollitt. It's not too late to enroll in those classes or any of the classes. So contact the Student Success Center and they can get you enrolled for classes. A couple other things. So Lisa Brookover said she wanted to give a shout out to the city and to GRDA. They have a new, well, not new park, but new equipment at Feaster Park. So if you haven't seen it, it's really nice equipment out there. And there were some calls and some questions of like, wait, what about the old equipment? Well, some of it was so bad it wasn't safe anymore, and so they had to get rid of it. But some of it they're refurbishing or they're bringing in brand new. Like, I know one thing that everybody was like, where did the diggers go? We love the diggers. Have you ever seen those?
Oh, my kids love the diggers.
Those are always the fun one. They are bringing new ones in. So what you saw before that's gone, a lot of that's coming right back. But now they have that big, gigantic playground. And again, thanks to GRDA for that grant and the city of Coffeyville.
No, that was my kids' favorite was the diggers. That was the even though they're like back then when they played it, they were 10 and 12. Even though they're 10 and 12, they still love the diggers. So.
I'm telling you, I got on a few times as an adult with my son because I was like, this is kind of relaxing. You know,
it is.
And they're digging in the sand. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. Sunflower Soda Shop, just a reminder, a few reminders. Number one, right now it's hot outside. So they, back in their breakfast and beverage bar, they have cherry limeades, they have frozen drinks, they have something called the Sunny Sipper. It's made with like simple syrup and 7-Up and a whole bunch of ingredients, and you know, it's really good. So also, kids get to eat free, not free, half off with an adult meal purchase. And then if you didn't realize, for the last several weeks, they've opened it up for breakfast, including on Sundays. They have like a special breakfast item. So make sure to give them a shout. And they wanted to let everybody know that with concerns, with some of the cases rising, they do offer both dine-in, carry-out, and curbside. So the good thing is, don't worry that you're covered on that. So other things going on. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army. Joe said they got the final counts in from their Christmas in July campaign. So they had 1,162 that came in during the bell ringing and 340 in the little counter kettles at the different stores. So shout out to everybody that gave to that. And that goes towards some of the programs, including backpacks. Every year, the Salvation Army does a backpack full of school supplies for all the kids. And you really don't even have to sign up. You basically just go during enrollment time and they give you one. So it's really nice that our community gets to do that. So I'm excited. Leanne from Public Library and Kiwanis, just a reminder that the Kiwanis are doing the Back Out Challenge during the fair. I think it's on Thursday night. It's a $50 entry fee and they are looking for sponsors. And so if you're interested, call Jana at 252-5521 and she can get you all hooked up. Of course, Levi came from K-Rig and told us about the auction. It was another great year for auction items. Man, I heard about some really good deals. I think Amy said she got like a king size bed and frame for like $200 and some.
Oh my goodness.
So I know. And you were just talking about it.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Well, I was able to get me a box spring over the weekend. Okay, so good. I'm good to go now.
Good now. So Jason Owens from Skank Insurance, he had a couple things. Number one, August 20th, save the date. It'll be a grand opening there and a ribbon cutting, and that'll start at 11 a.m. at their new location on 8th Street. They are getting ready to gear up for annual enrollment for Medicare and Medicare Advantage. So that starts like September, October timeframe. And so give Jason a call if you are wanting to kind of check into that and the new premiums. And then he gave a shout out to ABC Preschool. His son just started there. And he just said they absolutely love it. So I have heard nothing but great things about that preschool, and truly a blessing to have them in our community. So thank you, ABC. Harold Mann from Lions Club, they are gearing up for their big fundraiser, which is on September 11th. It's a four-man scramble golf tournament, and they are looking for hole sponsors. So you can contact Harold at his office or give me a call at the chamber, and I can give you all the emails and phone numbers of all these people. All that money goes back into the community for different programs. For example, one of the programs is they buy eyeglasses for those in need. And so that's always, I love it when they do the eyeglass program. So Bob York, City of Coffeyville, lots of great announcements. Number one, the final movie night, outdoor movie night for the First Baptist Church is coming up, I think this weekend. And it's, you can only imagine, they have really nice outdoor movie nights. So they do a really good job. And then the Midland is doing their final outdoor movie night on August 20th. And they'll be playing Frozen. So I just think we are blessed as a community to have all these great outdoor. I mean, it's just fun to be outside when you're doing those movie nights.
Oh, yeah. I went to the last movie night, the Toy Story.
Oh, yes.
My girlfriend and I went out to that one. She came up from Claremore. And it was a good. It was a lot of fun watching that on the big screen once again.
Just something different. I love it. So, also, VOD in the Ville is this weekend for the Midland as well. And so if you haven't got tickets, you just have a couple more days to get those. We do have some at the Chamber if you want to pick those up, or you can purchase them online. But that's the big variety show. It's a lot of fun. And then big, big shout out to Coffeyville Community College and to Andre DeGrasse. Am I saying that right?
DeGrasse.
Okay, no, DeGrasse. I'm sorry. I'm making it French. So he is a former Raven, and he was at the Olympics. First, just a few days ago, he won the bronze medal for the 100. And then just, I think it was last night, he did the gold, the 200. So it is amazing. We are being well represented at the Olympics, and shout out to him.
And I think you even said that they mentioned Coffeyville Community College last night on the broadcast.
I loved it.
So getting some international love there. So
yeah, it's awesome. I've been watching all the Olympics, and it's just fun to watch. Amy Dollar, just a reminder, this weekend is the Haunting at the Mansion. It's a theatrical seance, and I want to emphasize that, theatrical. This is just all pretend, but they make it so fun. They make it seem so real. That'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and it's a fundraiser for the mansion. Again, tickets are on sale at the mansion, the museum, and I think the chamber might have some as well. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec, a couple things coming up. One, she's so excited because tumbling is back. They weren't able to have it last year, and so they're excited to be able to offer tumbling again at the rec, and that starts September 14th. And it'll be ages 2 and up, so give Jamie a call, or you can go online and get signed up for that. Then they are also gearing up for their 50-50 challenge. It's a kind of a walk, ride, exercise challenge, getting everybody back in shape. And that'll be started. You get a t-shirt, and there's prizes and everything else. I think all the details are on their Facebook or website, but that starts August 23rd and goes through October 11th. And so if you want to sign up for that, make sure you give the rec a call. Jamie also wanted to give a shout out, and I'm going to tag on to this, to the everybody that attended the National Night Out. That was last night out at the Aquatics Park. A great crowd, lots of fun. And I just want to shout out to the police department because, number one, they put this on. And so I love that they do that every year and they connect with our community. But also, I've just been watching all the things that they've been having to deal with and handle in the last few weeks, and they've been doing an amazing job. I mean, even last night, you just said on the news that, you know, they had to kind of handle a violent situation and somebody that was suicidal, and they handled it well, and they've just been doing all kinds of things in our community, and we're really blessed to have a really good police department. So shout out to them on that. And let's see, I think that might be all. I feel like I'm missing something, but I can't remember. I will say next week, everybody will not be here. I know you'll miss me on the radio. So we will be at the fairgrounds helping out with that all week long. But we'll be back right after that, which would be the 18th. So be back on the 18th and look forward to seeing everybody. Of course, if you have questions on anything I mentioned today, or just want to chat with me, I'm always loving to hear from people, give me a call. That is 251-2550. You can email. Email us on the website. Message on Facebook. Stop in and see us. Although I will say today is going to be one of those crazy days. If you stop in, just expect chaos. Because, again, we're getting ready for the fair. And it's kind of mass chaos right now. But look forward to seeing everybody.
All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. Going to miss seeing you next week. However, we will look forward to seeing you again on the 18th.
Yes.